Hello, friends, in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell the continuing story of Addled Adams and Multiple Millers in the actually real 2005. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries, and where we left off, Adam Miller had gotten pulled into another universe and met Adam Miller Butts, the coolest kid around, played by special guest Ryan Asher. Everything seemed pretty great, until our Adam realized that this is a universe without Susan Wexler. And unfortunately, there are two problems with that. One, without Susan Wexler, you know this universe is going to follow normal rules, which at the end of 2005, it will reset.
Oh, no.
Two, you know that the process of transferring over didn't go great. And eventually, Dr. Einarjar's body fell apart and all he was a brain.
Oh, no. I'm going to be a brain and a bad one at that.
Yeah. So you have two reasons why staying here is maybe not that great of an option for you.
This sucks. All right. I got to get out of here.
But right now, yeah, you're wrapped up in a tarp in the back of Chet Gibbons' pickup truck.
Can I unroll?
You can try to. Well, I guess here's a question for the rest of you. You other three kids, did you ride in the back or did you ride up front with Chet?
I actually drove my own car.
What?
Yeah, I drove my, it's a Mazda Miata. I got it for my birthday also.
Yeah, Famanda just caravans in the back because she had just got off her shift. So just following along.
Great. And what about you, Adam Miller Butts?
I'm up front with Chet singing Limp Bizkit because we both know every word.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. This is like I'm trying to fight a siren's call to like like dash into the rocks and stay here forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Just dimly through you here, just like, and a chainsaw. I'll rub your ass raw.
Yeah.
Just one of those days.
It's just one of those days. You don't want to wake up. Everything is fucked. Everyone sucks.
And then you hear, stay away. But then over it, you hear, I love you, Chet. I love you. You're not a stepdad to me. You're like a real dad. And I'm like a real son.
Oh my gosh.
To a dad.
So in many ways.
To a son, dad.
In many ways, I look at this universe and I'm like, wow, this is where I belong.
Yeah. But yeah, you're in the back and Amanda Schultz is there just sitting on the corner of the tarp as you're struggling to get it off of you.
Cool. Hey, Famanda.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, can I get a little air? I'm sorry. I've cooled down from the bath salts.
Oh, sure. And I'd make a mouth opening, like basically he's babushkas.
Hey, Famanda, this is not the drugs talking, I promise you. I know. Start off a sentence like that. But
you're wild, man.
Do you believe in like different universes out there?
Yeah, it's kind of, there's like a secret society of students at the Raven Simone Academy that kind of like deals with the supernaturals kind of stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Could I meet them?
Oh.
I feel like, well, I'm always about wearing lids and eating chips, but I kind of want to broaden my horizons and, I don't know, meet some people interested in this cool stuff, you know?
Sure, I could send out a couple texts and I take out a Nokia, a T-Mobile Sidekick.
Whoa.
Flip the screen up.
Dang. And I just like sort of chuckle to myself, like, if you could see the real Shamanda.
Great. Yeah. You send out those texts.
Yeah. We're all meeting at Butts Manor. So
wait, Manor?
Oh, you didn't know?
No, I haven't been to Butts
Manor. Have you ever seen that movie Blank Check?
Yes, I have. You know the ending where like the FBI agent kisses like a 10-year-old boy?
Oh, what? No. In this universe, that doesn't happen.
That scene doesn't exist in this universe?
No, but Adam Butts, like his house is what that movie was based on.
Oh, whoa, cool.
So we're about to, there's so many slides, too many slides.
And I'm like, I'm just like, I gotta fight the urge to just go down all the slides. Okay. The water slide festival is coming up. I just gotta fight the urge.
But be careful. I've heard rumors that there's one slide that if you go through it, it'll munch you up like hamburger meat.
What? Is that real?
I don't know. It's just Adam is like crazy and says like wild stuff. And then I'm like, it's a joke. But sometimes I'm like,
I know
that could be real.
Absolutely. It's like his father's like the son of the devil or something, you know?
That's just a saying. Fucking crazy to say.
Yeah, just a saying.
And as you all pull up, you see in front of you the beautiful Butts Manor. Adam Miller Butts, how did you make your money?
I have a perfect ass. A photo was taken of it and it broke the internet. And I got millions, millions and millions from just this photo of my ass. Not in a perv way, more in an art way.
Yeah, right.
You see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like what is that drawing of like the kid who has the dog pulling on its
the suntan lotion.
Copper tone.
That actually is based off of me. That's me. And then also after that, I started a prank show called Spunked.
Oh no.
And I would spunk celebrities, and they thought it's cool. So I got millions and millions from that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're doing quite well for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You pull up to your manor. You know, the party that is always happening there is currently going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go.
Hey, other me, get up out of the tarp.
I'm doing it. I'm trying to go through the mouth hole.
So first things first, do you want to go to the chalupa slide where chalupas flow down a slide and you just open your mouth at the bottom? Or do you want to go to the Playboy Bunny grotto I built in my basement of age-appropriate women in little clothing?
Whoa. Dang, those both are really good. But I kind of, Amanda was talking about some cool friends of hers that I really want to meet.
Cool? You little bitch ass? Cool?
I'm not bitch ass.
Cool. Look at me. I'm 5 foot, 200 pounds of cool.
I know, but you know, I'm like, how do I compare
kiss
to
kiss my
this?
Toe. Kiss my toe.
I don't
kiss
want to.
My
kiss
toe.
My toe.
I don't
kiss
want to do that.
His toe.
Yeah, so here's what we'll do for this is, Adam Miller Butts, ahead and roll your dice.
Okay, good.
This is going to be a manipulate someone.
Oh, no.
I got six.
Okay, great. And then you add your charm, which is two, so you have an eight. So he will do what you want, but you have to sweeten the deal for him first.
Listen.
Yeah.
Little guy.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
If you kiss my toe and also give it a little suck, like I just want to feel suction on my toe, then we can go see Famanda's gorgeous behind and do whatever you want. But first, I want toe-to-mouth contact.
Sure. And you promise me that your girlfriend won't get jealous?
I'm poly, my guy. I'm a polyamorous young man.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
And also, I forgot to say, I will be vining this, so I'm going to be filming you on your hands and he's sucking on my big one.
And I get down on my hands and I'm like, this can't possibly make it back to my universe, right?
Great. Yeah, he sucks your toe.
What's it? Wait, I'm going to hear that suck.
Oh my God, the sound effects.
Stop it.
What's it taste like? What's it taste like? I want to know.
Yeah, honestly, it tastes like Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yes. Yes, because I shower in those. That's how cool I am.
You're so rich and cool, Adam. You're the coolest.
Oh, sorry to interrupt. I'll just be in the grotto.
That's my girl.
Oh, no. She looked a little jealous.
I'm not at all. Bye.
Bye, babe.
Okay, so I kissed and sucked your toe. Now you, let's go be Amanda's friends.
All right, but you sucked my toe. You got butts. No.
Yeah, it wasn't that funny.
It was hilarious.
You turn around and you see there's a big projector screen in front of like the grotto, and you can tell it's in every room, and you just hear everybody all over the party going, oh nice, you got butts.
I'm literally Crashly's just going, lol, you guys, lol.
Do I know what date it is,
like what year or month or day?
Like month. Yeah, I'm like, I'm wondering how close we are to like the end of 2005.
Offhand, I don't know. Yeah, have you seen, did you pick it up anywhere, like from a newspaper or something? Otherwise, you could just ask somebody.
Hey, you, the kid with the cool hair.
Yes. You rang. Yes, me with the extraordinary hair.
Hey, what date is today?
Oh, it's April 14th, 2005.
All right, cool. Good. Thank you so much. Also, what do you put in your hair to make it do that?
Elmer's glue.
Oh, I'm going to try that when I get back to my time.
It's cost effective, especially during back to school time.
And did you know that there's actually vegan because they don't use like any animal parts? They use casein.
Also, I think Adam, you fake Adam.
Oh.
You know, other universe Adam.
Wait, me.
You seem to be the only one who pings at all that this seems like a fucking monster. This teenager talking to you.
Oh, what does he look like?
Rashawn, what do you look like?
Well, I decided, you know, to dress casually and wear, you know, a long cloak to cover up my pale skin, and my hairline is really pointed, and I'm always filing my nails, but somehow I'm filing down my teeth. I'm just like maybe a vampire. I don't know.
All right.
I just like to party. Who loves a slide?
I do, but you know what? Thank you. You know what? I'm going to get going.
No, stay. Come on.
Hey, don't try the pizza. There's a lot of garlic.
Good looking out, fam.
And I'm like, that was a pretty cool vampire.
Bro, if you want to, you know, hang later, that's totally cool with me. I promise I won't get too attached.
I promise I won't be a pain in the neck.
I'll stake my life on it.
20 minutes later, your puns all end.
Oh. I want to bite your Transylvanes. Yeah.
Well, hey, I hate to be so batty, but I got to go get out of here.
You are a gem. I love you. And I dap him up. I hug. We exchange email. You're a cool guy.
Hey, you're a pretty cool guy, too.
Hey, man, when you get back to your universe, somehow we explain that during our puns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. During our puns. When you say it's my universe, I say it's my usiverse, and I put my hand on his shoulder. I'm like, you gotta come visit.
Don't make me cry blood right now, because I'll not, do it.
I don't want to make you cry blood, but you promise me you gotta visit.
I will, I promise.
Okay, my name's Adam. What's your name?
Victor Vampire.
Victor Vampire. Victor Vampire, if you show up in my universe, I will remember this and treat you like the king you are.
You're a true prince, Adam Miller. Yes, you are.
Hey. And you are a true prince of darkness.
Get out of here. And I just climb into a coffin.
And then the coffin, two jets go out of the back of the coffin, and the coffin just flies off.
Wow.
Goodbye, Adam.
Bye, Victor Vampire. I'll never
forget. Are you done?
Yeah, sorry.
I jerked off 5 times when you're talking to that old lady. I jerked off 5 times. That's how long you're talking to her.
You jerked off 5 times? Really? That sounds unhealthy.
That's what doctor said.
You look dehydrated, Adam.
Victor! All right. Adam, listen, you probably don't believe this, but I believe there's different universes out there, and I am going to leave this universe, okay?
What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
Never mind. Let's go find Famanda.
Okay. Sick.
And what is it you want to find Famanda for, Adam?
To be introduced to her friends that believe in the supernatural.
I see. Yeah, so, yeah, you, Adam Miller Butts, you take this dumb poser.
I'm not a dumb poser.
Deep into the heart of Butts Manor. And
this is who I am.
Adam Miller Butts, where do you let your friends who believe in kind of the spooky stuff do their spooky dealings?
Obviously in the Hot Topic, there's a whole mall under my house.
What?
So they go to the Hot Topic to do that.
Yeah, and fake Adam Miller, you walk down, the first thing you see is like 3 lids under the house.
This is...
And you might notice that there's a 4th one, but it's called Lads, and it's what? Just a place for men to hang and talk about their feelings.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta do that, but not now. I need to focus.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine.
Adam.
That's fine.
Listen.
No, it's good. It's good. It's okay.
Bro, come back anytime you're ready. Anytime you're ready, bro. We're here.
All right. I got to go to Lads real quick.
Yeah, because it seems like Adam Miller Butts wants to talk about his feelings.
Yeah, let's go. Hey, Adam Miller Butts.
Yeah?
Let's talk.
Seriously?
I feel like if you're like me, you don't talk about your feelings as much as you should.
Sometimes, no, but instead I sing about them.
What? You're going to sing about your feelings?
I sing. And Lads, we sing, guy. Come on.
Okay.
I'm feeling a little inadequate. I'm not as cool as my stepdad son, Chet. Your turn.
I'm feeling inadequate too, my friend.
You should.
Because you are way better than me and you say stuff like that.
It's hard to not be cruel to you. You just have a face that's so hateable. I want to hurt something or break something expensive when I look into your eyes because they remind me of poop.
My eyes are your eyes. You can't fake that. From universe to universe.
My eyes are your eyes. My eyes are your eyes.
Eyes are your eyes. You can change your butt or your hair or your arms.
Hat.
But in each universe, your eyes are the same. That's the one constant through all the universes. Eyes, eyes, eyes.
That's the one constant through all the universe.
Eyes, eyes, eyes.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I'm gay.
Well, I think it's me who is you and is...
Yeah.
So I'm going to say on this, each of you go ahead and roll 2d6.
This is so beautiful.
And you're each going to add 1 to this.
2d6.
Okay. I got an 8.
Okay. I got a 5.
Okay, now here's what's going to happen.
I could burn a luck.
Well, because this is going to be a deal with the feels on it. So yeah. Adam Miller Butts, you guys are having this moment with each other, but you will need to either admit something embarrassing or make a bold gesture to kind of have this moment of connection succeed with this fake Adam Miller.
I'm going to kiss you on the mouth.
Great.
Keep your eye.
Keep what?
Your eyes open.
Okay. Are you sure? I feel like I've had very limited kisses, but those are the most awkward ones.
Just let me see something.
Okay. My eyes are wide open. He's so short.
Now,
there's so many sound effects.
Adam Miller, fake Adam Miller, how long do you let him kiss you?
Honestly, as long as he wants.
Great. Adam Miller Butts, how long does it go for?
35 minutes.
Great. At the end of it, I guess, yeah, it's you know, Loki rules. You are technically different people, even though you're the same person. So you can absolutely be in love with each other or with him if you want. How do you feel about fake Adam Miller after 35 minutes of smooching?
You know, I thought I loved you, but after kissing you for that long, it was actually really bad.
Well, I mean, honestly, I don't think any kisses.
I thought it was good.
35 minutes is a long time to kiss. I don't think it's me. I think it's the time.
That's a regular amount of time. What are you talking about?
In 35 minutes for kissing here?
Kissing here is 35.
Hey, guys. Hey, gang. I'm so sorry, but the group has another party to go to next to them about an hour ago,
totally.
And we watched y'all make out, which is great. I think that y'all really love each other or yourself.
Okay, we do. Well, I thought we did.
I thought I loved him. But after locking lips, I was like, maybe it's just that I connect, you know?
Wow.
Mm. I'm young. I'm experimenting.
Okay. Cool. awesome. I have a girlfriend anyway. She's a robot, so that wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, same, so.
Yeah. You got a robot girlfriend?
No, I have a life, human girlfriend, because I'm not a freaking dweebass, nerdass, turd.
Okay, I'm not a dweebass, okay? I'm practically engaged to a robot, so how does
that
make me...
That's even worse. That's even worse than what you said before.
Okay, I said practically.
Okay, so yeah, we will need you guys to move into the next
room.
Sure.
Come on in.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you walk into the Hot Topic.
It's so hot in here.
And there's a group of teenagers there wearing big black hoodie sweatshirts with the hoods over their heads.
Whoa.
Sitting in a circle around a pentacle. Famanda Shelt goes and sits down at the head next to another person who pulls her hood back, and you see Crashly Grenadine there.
That's your girlfriend.
I was just looking for something so random here, but then I decided to do this.
Oh. Crashly.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Hi.
Not much. I kissed your boyfriend.
Okay. That's...
What's up?
Hey, well, that's fine. That's fine. Like, usually we keep that stuff private, but it's okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to tell you that he didn't like it, so he must be really into you.
Okay.
Because thanks. I'm a good kisser.
Really?
No, I think I didn't like it because I didn't like kissing you. She's great. I am Polly, so this is also, like I said that before, totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Totally. I've literally never been jealous a day in my life, so you don't have to.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm not jealous either.
So confident.
I'm confident as well, too.
Okay. So random.
All right, cool. I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but we will get this meeting started.
Okay, so let's do this.
Welcome to the group of, you know, and we haven't really landed on a name, and I really don't want to be the person who's, like, telling us what we're doing.
I think we should be the Star Sisters, but, I mean...
I love that.
Oh, what about the Mystery County Monster Hunters Club?
That's too long.
It's really long.
Okay, how about MCMH?
See? What about Jack Skellington's dick?
That's pretty funny.
What about that?
Okay, what about Invader Zim?
What?
Okay, yeah, Jack's on. Yeah, let's do the dick thing.
Sure. Okay, and as always, we will just table the name until the next meeting. So this emergency meeting has been pulled together because I believe your young man, you're from another universe?
Yes, I am. I got zapped in here. I have a robot girlfriend. Before you say it's weird, it's not. I was operating on her because she stopped working, and something was activated in her, created by Dr. Einajar, that zapped me back to this universe, which is not my universe.
Wait, you know Dr. Einajar?
Yeah. He came to my universe, tried to take over.
Oh my god, he's in your universe?
Well, not anymore. He is defeated.
What?
Defeated.
What do you mean defeated?
Me and my friends defeated his ass.
What? Why would you do that?
Because love Dr. Einajar.
No, he was a bad guy. He was trying to take over my universe.
Oh,
he's one of the greatest minds of our generation.
If he was trying to take over your universe, then that means we needed to take over your universe.
Well,
and what do you mean you beat him? Like, okay, you beat him up?
Yes, I believe so. I think, I forget who did it, but someone smashed his brain.
What?
Was it you?
I don't remember.
Is he dead?
He is no longer amongst the living, yes.
Oh my god.
This is going against all my better judgment, but like, somebody tie him up.
Crashly is vomiting.
Who, me?
He's here to... Yeah, you.
No,
I
come on.
I believe that you're an assassin sent from another universe to take out Dr. Einajar.
Yeah, one of the other hooded figures pulls her hood back and you see the familiar face of Adriana be like, yeah, let's tie him up for sure.
Not likely. I'm dodging.
Okay, great. So you roll to kick some ass then, Adam Miller.
Oh my fucking god. It's two natural ones.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, shit.
You're going to get your ass kicked instead. So you are going to take harm, which will just be one harm from the rope burn friction.
Ow!
And then you get to pick one of the following, though I think I know what it's going to be. But either they take something from you, they immobilize you, you lash out at another club member, or you take an emotional condition.
I lash out another. Wait. Let's see. I think. Wait, can you say those again? Sorry.
So while she goes to tie you up, either you stay free, but she takes something from you. She immobilizes you, so you don't stay free. You lash out at one of your other friends, or you take an emotional condition.
I lash out at one of my friends.
Okay. I think the only other friend you have here is the other Adam Miller. So yeah. What do you say to him?
I say, Adam Miller, you are connected. I just sort of lay out that, like, basically we're intrinsically the same person. And like, if you think I'm a loser, you think you're a loser.
Great. Adam Miller Butts, this is going to give you what we call an emotional condition. So which of the following does this make you feel? Anxious, angry, guilty, lonely, or insecure?
I'll be insecure.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you feel insecure as fuck from this.
Yeah.
What? No. Yeah. What? That's impossible because I bathe in Cooler Ranch Dorito dust, okay? I have slides. I like butts. I'm not a loser.
I lied to you when I said your toast tasted like Cool Ranch. Your toast tastes like Fritos.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were going to say freedom, and I was like, that's cool, but then you ended it with Fritos.
But you can change who you are. Help me. Don't let them tie me up. I'm not a bad guy. We're not a bad guy.
Okay, well, maybe we should kiss again first just to figure it out.
If that's what it takes.
Just to figure it out.
Ah, 35 minutes later.
Yep. Yeah. Still bad. Right. Still so, so bad.
I think I'm getting better, though. Did you like how I kept my lips completely closed this time?
I did.
Adriana and Astrid look over to Famanda and are like, what are we doing here?
Honestly, girls, stand down. Like, I think they've got to work it out between them. I'm so sorry. This guy seemed really interesting when I first met him, and I thought I would be, you know, out of my character to, like, help somebody. I should just be selfish. You know what? Funk this. Let's go dance.
Oh.
Yeah, let's go dance.
Wait, before you go, please don't leave yet. I know you think I'm an assassin, but I'm not. You've seen how I kiss. Assassins are good kissers.
That does exactly seem true.
We need to help him because he is me.
Yeah.
And I am he. So we are me.
Yeah, babe, you're making sense.
Do you see?
Yeah, no, that was really good.
Good.
It is easy.
Are you trying to get back to your universe? Do you need to?
I need you. Okay, and honestly, I gotta tell you something. Your universe doesn't make it past 2005.
What?
Existential crisis? What do you mean?
But that means maybe we could bring some of you to my universe.
What?
What's the worst that could happen?
What about my...
Seriously?
My mom and my dad and my brothers and my sisters and, like...
I mean...
The college applications I've already put out.
I don't know the amount I can bring, but honestly, I don't want to leave you all here to just die. I've already cost my friends.
Wait, why can't we just make it not...
Yeah.
How did you fix your universe?
We... what did we do, Tyler? Honestly, I don't know what we did.
Ultimately, well, you know what? Honestly, I'm going to say roll plus sharp on this one. Let's see how much of it you remember.
Come on, Jeff. Just... 4.
There was so much going on. Yeah. You don't remember. Like, you remember there was a spell.
Okay, I say, a spell was involved.
And that, like, Layla... That was a big part of it.
Do you have a power plan here?
No. Inside of my giant house. Inside of my giant house.
There may be a demon named Layluck who can help.
Layluck?
Yeah, Layla. Sorry, Layla.
Oh. Sometimes
my tongue gets so fat and then like it adds a K to it.
Well, there is a Layluck that's definitely in the sub basement of your house, right?
Maybe Layla's in the Layluck.
Maybe.
Sure.
This feels like a whole lot of new information, like right before you have to go. I don't know.
Listen, maybe let's go. Honestly, you know what? Let the powers be damned. Let's go check the Layluck real quick to see if Layla's in there.
Okay.
That's incredible. And listen, if I have to die for all of you to live, I'll do it because I love my life.
Aww.
Okay? And
but why would you die then?
Yeah, if you love it so much, you...
I love it so much, I could pop at any minute happily.
Oh.
I get it.
I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, you've had such a good life that you're afraid you may explode.
Like, let me die
now. And
I'm
just not going to do any better than this.
You don't know that. You're 16 now. Things could get better.
Look at me. I got slides.
So there's an elevator labeled Laylock, so maybe we should go there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so you go into the elevator. The elevator goes down and down.
And down.
Deep and deep within the bowels of the earth. it starts to get warm and like a little hot as you're just looking out the elevator window and you can see just raw rock all the way down. And then it stops in what looks like almost a natural cavern of sorts. And the doors open. You walk in this like long rocky tunnel that is dark, only lit with torches every like 20 feet. So you just keep going from spot of light into shadow into spot of light down for what feels like a quarter of a mile. And as you're walking and it keeps getting hotter and you start hearing like just this like low rumbling, almost sounds like methodic laughter. You're all looking at each other and you, Adam Miller, fake Adam Miller, hear distantly in your head coming from the chip, you hear
my son. Genesis, can you hear me?
Genesis Jr.
Yes, where are you? Are you in this universe or the other universe?
Genesis Jr.
Okay, I guess I should clarify. So, when I was working, did I disappear or did we both disappear?
Genesis Jr.
Okay, I don't take that tone with me. All right, I didn't leave you. I got zapped to another universe.
Genesis Jr.
I'm going to make your baseball game. I promise. Just, I need your help to get back to your time.
Genesis Jr.
What?
Genesis Jr.
What do you mean the other Adam has to die?
Genesis Jr.
Oh, sorry. Something was lost in translation.
Everybody else, you watch this fake Adam Miller talking to himself. I guess you hear him say, what do you mean the other one has to die?
No, I don't know. Wait, we got to tie this guy up.
No, you don't. Okay, I'm talking to my son.
Yeah, because also, first of all, here he is the other one. I'm not the other one. He's the other one.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, so maybe I'm talking about sacrificing myself. Nothing to worry about there.
No, I don't want to see that either.
Well, you don't have to watch. I'm not going to make you watch.
Oh, God. Okay.
Should we just push him into the magma and just be done with it?
No. Oh, my gosh. You are more like Shamanda than you know.
Oh, my gosh. That would be incredible.
Don't push me in the lava, okay? I am trying to save your universe.
Oh, right. Okay. Let him keep talking to himself. He's crazy. This might work.
Yeah. And also, guys, earlier when I said that thing about, like, I'd be cool dying, I was just kind of searching and fishing for you guys to be like, no, we love you, Liv.
Okay.
Liv, you're so cool and hot. And we'd love to have sex with you. Please live for the sex we could have. So I do take it back.
I mean, give it like 5 more years.
Yeah, I was gonna say, give it a couple years, babe.
Babes, give it now, give it tomorrow.
No.
No, because in the pageant I have to be able to say, yes, I am pure.
Yeah, I forgot. These pageants were virgins only.
Yeah, it's a purity culture thing.
Yeah, I forgot. Sorry about that, babe.
It's okay, babe.
Yeah, sorry about that, babe.
No problem, babe.
Babe.
And as they're walking closer, and you see dimly, like, there is a miasma of steam and sulfur from this large, you can see, like, a small bridge of rock going out into this huge empty pit. And on the other end of this, like, bordering into the darkness, shrouded by all of the fog down here, you see a massive sort of humanoid form there that you are all sort of quaking as you approach it. And as you are, you hear dimly in your head, fake Adam Miller, you hear,
Genesis Jr.
And then you start to feel yourself getting yanked. Back across. The rest of you look over and you see him starting to like almost swirl apart, like into his component atoms. He's starting to just sort of fall apart. Is there anything that you do or say to him before he goes?
You got botched.
Give me your hands if you want to live.
I mean,
no.
I'm good.
Really? I'm that disgusting that you don't want to live?
I want to live. I'm going to live here.
But I told you what's going to happen at the end of the year.
Yeah, and why would I believe you? No offense, but you're dumb.
I'm not dumb.
I mean, I guess we just have to let our world play out. And if it's going to be fixed, it'll be fixed.
You're right.
You got to go back to where you belong.
You're right. I can't mess with the natural order of things. But before I go, can we all just...
One more kiss? Oh, okay.
I was going to say, sing it.
Okay. One more kiss.
Give my boyfriend one more kiss.
One more kiss.
Jesus, I don't like it at all.
This is why we have to wait 5 more years.
All right, before I go.
All right.
I'm going to tell you the truth. Your toes did taste like Cool Ranch Doritos.
That means a lot.
Oh, I can't wait to try that.
And then when you turn back to look, Adam Miller Butts, he's gone.
Thank God. That guy sucked. He sucked so much.
Yeah, he was a loser. I did not.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something about him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you just hear from the other side of the cavern.
Yeah, he sure did. Did you come down to hang with Laylock?
You know it.
Oh, Laylock, you're so crazy.
Adam Miller, you wake up. You are in Susan's storage locker.
Oh.
Genesis Jr. is there. Its little Wally ass looking eyes look confused and worried. It's pushing and it's going,
Genesis Jr. Genesis Jr. Genesis Jr.
Oh, I'm here. I'm here. Don't worry.
Genesis Jr.
And it puts its arms around you, gives you a big robot hug.
Thanks, Genesis Jr. I went to a place that honestly should have been the coolest fucking place in the world to me. I was in a LIDS. I had a credit card that said LIDS. See, EJ was no longer in the picture. People's toes tasted like Doritos. And people like us were rich and cool. Well, not me exactly, but a version of me. And it wasn't cool. It was hell. Everyone was mean to me because I said I sucked, but I don't suck. I'm cool.
Adam, you've been in this cage thing for a while. We've been looking for you, bud.
For Amanda.
No, it's Shamanda. Shamanda Felt.
Oh.
I work at the Cold Stone.
Wait.
We go to school together.
Right. That's right. You do work at the Cold Stone.
I open up the gate. I let him out.
Oh, thank gosh.
Dude, I got you this Mountain Dew. We're on our way to the skate park. You ready?
Absolutely. Wait a minute. And I reach into my pocket and I pull out my LIDS credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
And I wrap my hand around like, it was real.
Yeah. And with that, yeah, you walk out with Shamanda. And the only other thing that you discover later when you go back to work on the original Genesis some more is one of those balls is now gone. One of those Newton's Cradles balls, which is probably why you've had such a hard time getting her up and running.
Yeah.
And yeah, you hit the skate park. And I guess here's the question. What are you thinking about in terms of Adam Miller Butts when you try skating in this skate park? There's a bunch of cool people around. You see Leonard McShafter is there. Everybody's kind of out for the big opening of this new skate park in Mystery County. Laszlo Marchetti, Serena Ladd, Paul DeBello, everybody from both schools is there. It's kind of a high-pressure social situation.
I think about how cool Adam Butts was. And then when I start skating, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to lead with my butt.
Then, yeah, you know what? Roll plus weird for me.
It's an 11.
Wow. You know, and all that everybody walks away from that day is everybody kind of quietly talking to themselves and each other. You can hear a couple of whispers of like, is it just me or did his butt look really good?
Damn.
I hope he's not lactose intolerant.
I think in a way, so you know, like in Back to the Future, he takes that almanac.
Yeah.
I think my almanac is just Adam Miller Butts as a character. So I'm going to start doing stuff that Adam Miller Butts would do. So every morning I dust my feet with Dorito dust. And I'm creating a YouTube channel called You Got Butts'd.
That's great. And Adam Miller Butts, I want to cut over to you for 1 second. Adam Miller Butts, it's December 31st of 2005. You look around you. You've built up a crew for this final chance to save your universe. You have Laylock there, a Goliath towering over everybody, putting his hand out to yours, enveloping it, and it is completely lost in it. Who else is with you there at the end of the world trying to make things go on?
Mick Jagger. What? He's dancing. He's dancing.
Uh-huh.
He's dancing for me.
Yeah, you got Mick Jagger.
Yeah, Famanda's there. And Crashly's there. And also Oprah. And also Blink-182.
Yeah.
What?
All of them together. Everybody grabs hands and they look at you. And Mark Hopper says, all right, Adam Miller-Butts. What do we do?
Me? Okay. We're not like asking somebody older. Okay. If we all kiss at the same time, we're going to save the world.
And you hear Laylock.
It's just so crazy it might work.
Everyone.
And that's where we'll end our episode for today.
Also, I forgot this. When I got zapped, I dropped my butt marble.
Oh, yeah. You have Adam Miller's butt marble in your hand. A phrase I hope I never have to say again.
Yeah.
Butt marble.
Wow. To Ryan Asher for playing with us. That was so funny.
It was so fun.
And so goofy.
You fit right in.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
What do you mean goofy? I'm just kidding. That's very serious.
You're right. You're right. There was some real depth that we charted there.
I just hope that Alan and Claire are proud of me.
Oh, yeah.
I think they are. I think, honestly, they have to be so jealous listening to this and knowing they couldn't participate.
I'm so sad they're not here.
Yeah. Ryan, do you have anything you want to promote?
I'm running for president.
Thanks fucking God.
It's exciting. No, I don't have anything to promote. Follow me on social media at Reen, R-E-E-N underscore machine.
Seriously, do yourself a favor and do follow that account. It's very funny. Yeah.
If you thought this experience was entertaining, imagine getting to watch Ryan do stuff where there is no larger canon that she has to operate inside of. Her characters are incredible.
Amazing.
One of my personal favorites, Anus from the Game of Thrones universe.
Oh, yes. Anus.
Thank you so much, Ryan. This has been...
Thank you.
Oh, man, my face hurts so much from smiling. Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or talk to us on social media at Mystery County. You can also join our Patreon for bonus episodes, special deliveries, and tons of other random and delightful content that we produce for and sometimes with you. Find the link in the episode description. Now, Adam Miller Butts has a special yearbook message for our patron, Heath M.
What's up, Heath? Heath the Beast! It's me, Adam Miller Butts! And this summer, we're gonna slam all the Crunchwrap Supremes that we can, and look at all the, you guessed it, ladies' butts in the pool! I'm attracted to older women, so hopefully there'll be some cougars with their cheeks out! I love you! But I really, really love your mom's butt!
Until next time, watch out for this one-shot podcast.
Campaign Skyjacks takes place in an original setting inspired by folktales and classic adventure fiction. James D'Amato leads Liz Anderson, John Patrick Cohen, Tyler Davis, Johnny O'Mara, and, in recent episodes, Nathan Blades as they tell a tale of daring sky pirates, giant birds, and the terror of a cursed sea. It's funny, dramatic, and at times emotionally devastating.
You can find all that and more at oneshotpodcast.com.
Ryan, take us out on the mouth noise. We're the same.
Welcome to Character Creation Cast, a show where we create and discuss characters, the best part of role-playing games, with guests using their favorite systems. I'm one of your hosts, Ryan Bolter.
And I'm your other host, Amelia Antrim. Join us as we sit down with game designers, podcasters, and fans of games as we dive into learning about different RPGs through the lens of character creation. It's a combination of character building, player advice, game design insights, and even a little bit of fan fiction for a different game every month. We tackle a variety of new and old games, both well-known and indie-produced titles.
We learn how creating characters can tell us a lot about the games themselves. Check us out today anywhere you can get podcasts or on the One Shot Podcast Network at oneshotpodcast.com.